You know, one thing is really true when you read the book of Ecclesiastes, and that is that Solomon was a very wise person. Now, his wisdom is seen in the book of Ecclesiastes in terms of how he is able to understand and observe all kinds of parts of life. He wasn't particularly wise in terms of, at least towards the end of his life, in terms of his relationship with God and some of the things that he did from a moral perspective in his own life. But his understanding of life is amazing. And I believe that there are a lot of practical things which can be learned from Solomon as we continue to talk about life under the sun, what's it all about here in the book of Ecclesiastes. As we move into the 11th chapter of Ecclesiastes, Solomon takes on the matter of the providence of God. Now, what is meant by the providence of God is that God is an absolutely sovereign God, and no matter what happens in life, there is no such thing as chance. That is, everything that happens, everything that comes about in your own life, is already determined in eternity in the mind of God, and God is totally and completely in charge and brings it about exactly according to his purpose, according to his plan. What is going to happen tomorrow, if you will, is exactly what God has determined to bring about. Now, that doctrine, that teaching from Scripture, which is very much important in terms of who God is, it's a very comforting doctrine to us to know that things are not out of control, that God is in control of all things. We embrace and love the doctrine of the providence of God. But as we deal with life, just general again, the aspects of and the activities of life, sometimes the providence of God can become problematic for us. What I have in mind is, wouldn't it be great to be able to say, well, before I start doing what I'm doing, what I would like to do for today, let me get a look into the window of tomorrow. Let me know what is going to happen tomorrow, and that way I will be better informed in what I can do today. Wouldn't that be a good thing? Wouldn't we be able to make better decisions in life? Well, maybe not so much, because we are not God. We do not have all the wisdom and understanding and capability of bringing everything to about the way we think it ought to be. We are very limited in our understanding. But here is the reality of the thing again. The difficulty of not knowing, even as Solomon gives certain observations about things. Let's say you're going to take a trip. Let's say you're planning a trip, a fairly lengthy trip across a large portion of the country, and you're doing so in the middle of winter. If you knew before you left for sure that there's going to be bad weather that will keep your trip from happening well, you wouldn't take it, right? Now, there's a lot of things that we can learn or know about what the weather patterns are and have some sense of it's obvious there is a bad weather system coming and we better be careful of that. But just for example, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. And so sometimes we make decisions that turn out not being very good decisions. You might say, well, if I would have just known, I would have made a different decision. Does that mean that we become fearful of doing anything? So here is the opposite aspect of this again. Let me again say, you plan to take a trip, but you say, well, it's the middle of winter. We could have snow. We could have slippery roads and dangerous driving roads. There's a lot of traffic, people who don't know how to drive. I'm just going to stay home and never take a trip in the wintertime. What you've done now, if you've allowed providence, or I should say your lack of knowing what is providentially in store for you in the next day or the next week, you've allowed that to cripple you so that you become totally ineffective in life. providentially, we are not left with a total fear of, well, I don't know what's going to happen, and so I can't do anything. God has promised us that there is order. We know that there will be spring. We know that there will be winter. We know that there are certain weather patterns that happen that are in different parts of life. And I'm just applying that to one aspect of life. To some extent, that applies to everything. So how do you deal with that? How do we go about life knowing that it's not chance, and so that's good, but we still don't know what's going to happen? You cannot allow the fact that you do not know precisely what will happen. You cannot allow that to keep you from doing anything. And I think there's really a very important lesson to be learned here. You have to deal with health. God has providentially, it's a reality you also need to know, God has providentially brought things into this world and into this life, such as viruses, such as tornadoes, such as mechanical things that fall apart sometimes for no good reason that we can find anyway. And life is of such a nature. So what do we do? Live your life fully. Yes, be wise. Take certain precautions that you need to. But do not let providence cripple you. I believe there's a very particularly important and good lesson for all of us today, particularly, if I may be so bold, is to take up the issue of the current pandemic. This is something that we need to understand that God has brought to us in our life. We need to use certain cautions. We need to deal with it. We are grateful to God that He has also providentially made it possible for the medical world to come up with ways to deal, including vaccinations. But I would suggest that now that we have come to know and to understand a bit more, again, providentially as things have developed, that we do not need to be crippled about this. Yes, there are a few people who need to be extremely cautious. It is very dangerous to their health and to their life. But for most of us, with certain caution, I would encourage you to simply go on with life. This is also what God has providentially put before us. I believe that in conclusion, Solomon's advice is very good. Don't allow yourself to be overcome with irrational fear. Irrational fear, whether it's with COVID-19 or anything else, is a fear that doesn't rely on the providence of God. And it's just simply crippling you then to not be able to do anything. God would tell you, Solomon has observed, yes, there's cautions to be taken. Life is to be lived knowing that things can happen. We're looking this morning at chapter 12, the last chapter here in the book of Ecclesiastes. You know, when you are a young child, as a young child, they tend to get excited about, can't wait till the next birthday comes along. They think it would really be neat to be an adult. And then when you get to be a young adult, well, you might not be all that excited about the next birthday, but you're just focusing on life, the life that you are wanting to live, the things that you want to accomplish, and the future is just way far away. You don't really think about it very much at all. And then one day, you look back, and you say, where did it all go? What happened? This is all to say that one day we will all get there. I find myself there. I have recently, on a number of occasions, when perhaps somebody has reached a certain birthday, like, say, 75 years old, and I would say, well, you know, there was a time in which I thought being 75 was really, really old. And all of a sudden I look at that now and I say, oh, that's not very old at all, because that's who I am. But the point is that we are reminded that that happens to all of us. That time will come. That's what Solomon is talking about in this final chapter in the book of Ecclesiastes. And it is a time in which we begin to not be able to do some of the things we used to be able to do. Very literally, body parts start wearing out. We're no longer capable of some of those sorts of things. And the point of all of this is not to be depressing, although depending on how you look at that, it has that component to it. But the point is to remember that when you are young, that is the time that you need to not just think about what's important for me now. You see, young people not only think that they are invincible, nothing can happen to them, they also tend to think that, oh, well, I always have time to do other things. The idea of when I'm going to be old and can't do things, well, that's just not going to happen, at least not for a long, long time. Well, before you know it, the time is here. And along with that, there's also the tendency to think, well, you know, I'm not against church. I'm not against God. I think that's important. But I can take care of that someday. Right now, I just don't have time. Solomon wants you to know two things about that, particularly going along with the theme of vanity, all is vanities. Those things that you thought were so important when you were young, they're not really the important things. But that which has to do with your relationship with God, that's what's important. And that's what lasts. And that's what you need to take care of now. It's too late someday. The Bible tells us that the day of the Lord is now. And even at times, though the normal course of life is that we go through this process, as I mentioned it, as a young child, as a young adult, and then as an elderly person. But sometimes, even for the young, things happen, and it's too late. You need to get the things with God taken care of now. And then we can deal with the reality of a life, because those are the things, I'm not belittling the importance of the things that you do as a young person, your vocation, your raising your children, but first of all, make sure that your things with God are in place. Your relationship with God will last. Those other things won't. In the days of your youth, Solomon says, make sure that you do not forsake your God, the God of creation. Thank you.
You will remember that the theme of Ecclesiastes is that all is vanity. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Now, there are many people who really struggle with the idea to say that no matter what we do in life, that everything that we have, everything that we look at the end of the day, it is really nothing more than a puff of wind. It comes and it goes. Welcome to this final episode on What's It All About? Thoughts on Solomon's observations of life as we find them in the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, many have sought to interpret this notion that all of life is vanity and try to put it in the category, well, that refers to the unbelief. Their life ends up being nothing but vanity. Or, on the other hand, there is the thought that, well, okay, even as we who seek to serve God, there are times in which we fall into temptation and we do things that perhaps we ought not to, or without the right sense of serving God. Those, again, are the things that are vanity. But as faithful Christians, there are many things that we do that really count, but that's really not what Solomon says in Ecclesiastes. He says, all is vanity. All is but a puff of wind. It comes and it goes. So how do we really deal with that? In fact, one of the dangers there would be as some have interpreted, would be that, well, if at the end of the day, everything that I do, even my faithfulness to God, to seek to serve Him, is really just vanity, a puff of wind, then why really work at it? Why really care? I'll just, you know, be lazy and go through life, and God's going to do the things that God's going to do. And those then become the things that are important, that are lasting. That is not the conclusion we ought to come to in this observation. Well, we need to remember that the idea of all is vanity is to take a look at life in a very specific sort of way. And that is to seek to look at life apart from God, as if God were not there. And then the conclusion is all is vanity. It is God who gives purpose to life in an ultimate sort of way. That's the conclusion that Solomon arrives at. And this leads us then to the final conclusion of this book, the book of Ecclesiastes. Whatever you do, do it according to God's will. That is important. Make sure that your relationship with God is right. Fear God properly, as we understand that term, from a biblical perspective, and then live life to the fullest. We have talked about a number of things throughout our discussion on the book of Ecclesiastes. We've noticed things that aren't so great. We've noticed some things that are very positive. This is the reality of life here on earth. I hope you've enjoyed our conversations about what's it all about, and I hope it has been a blessing to you. Thank you very much for your listening.